On the 74th legislative day, will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 10 members present this morning. Senator Kelly, Senators Fahrenkamp and Krutula are excused from the call of the Senate.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I call the Senate on the quorum call.
Here's a call in the Senate. Members stand at ease. Will the Secretary please void the roll call, and we'll start again. Would the Senate please come to order on the 74th legislative day? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 18 members present this morning. Senator Fahrenkamp is excused from the call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by today's chaplain, Senator Coghill.
We pray, O Lord, your compassion never fails, and your mercies are renewed every morning. We give you thanks for giving our brother, Senator John Butrovich, your bounty of good living to this day, his 80th birthday. Grant that he may grow in your grace as he begins another year. Look with favor, we pray, on his health and happiness. Bestow upon him and his family the loving kindness that we here in the Senate have for all of them in our hearts. Grant, O Lord, upon this great public servant, John, your mercy and loving kindness from this day forward, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Well, Senator Sturgiluski, please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Rohde.
Without
objection, the prayer is spread upon the journal. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we go to special orders at this time for the purpose of a birthday tribute to Senator Butrovich.
Without objection, will the Senate Secretary please read the birthday tribute to Senator John Butrovich?
I am not too thrilled about turning our beautiful state into a concrete jungle. There are 49 other places to go if that is what one desires. Let us take the revenue for our non-renewable resources and build up our renewable resources. And if a fish or moose should die of old age, I would not consider it a sin. So stated John Butrovich in the 1974 official election pamphlet. A distinguished statesman, a lover of hunting and sport, a community activist, and an active professional businessman, we celebrate with John the 80th anniversary of his birth. John was born on March 22, 1910, at 8 Below Fairbanks Creek to John and Zuta Butrovich. His parents were both from mining families. His father had mined since the Klondike Gold Rush of 1897, working claims in Iditarod, Livengood, and the Koyukuk River area, while his mother's family were miners in California. 6 months after his birth, the family moved to Fairbanks. As a young boy, John loved to hunt for small game with his .22 rifle. John attended Fairbanks schools, graduating from Fairbanks High School as a star athlete. He attended Washington State University in Pullman on a basketball scholarship, a rare honor for a student in remote Alaska. John returned to Fairbanks in 1929 after the stock market crash. In 1936, after several years of employment with a Standard Oil bulk plant, he married Grace Meggett. He and Grace had one child, Jan. Later that year, Major George Albright, the owner of the Alaska Insurance Company, offered John a job selling insurance. John joined the business and several years later bought the company, which he and Grace continued to operate until 1973. In 1942, Andrew Nerland convinced John to run for the Territorial Senate. He lost that race by a narrow margin, but won easily in 1944. He and Nerland were the only two Republicans in the Senate at that time. According to John, the Democrats would say the Republican members of the Senate are going to hold a caucus in the telephone booth. In those early days of the legislature, mining and fishing lobbyists had a powerful influence over political decisions. Money was so scarce that Butrovich and several other senators once had to personally guarantee a $125,000 bank loan in order to build a roof on the first pioneer home in Sitka. John spent many long hours working to build a basic tax structure and played a major role in developing methods of taxation of natural resources. While serving in the Territorial Senate from 1945 through 1958, John was a strong advocate of statehood. In 1956, he presented an appeal to President Eisenhower for passage of a bill creating the state of Alaska. He then spent another 15 years in the state Senate, serving as president of the Senate from 1967 to 68. John Butrovich remained involved in various levels of state politics for 30 years until retiring from office in 1979. John has always loved the outdoors, especially visits to the shack he and Grace own on the Good Pasture River. Duck hunting, baseball, and other outdoor pastimes have been his delight, hampered in recent years by bouts of ill health. Bill Ray tells this story. John's hunting passion was well known, and his annual appropriation for seeding Chinese pheasants was accepted by his fellow finance committee members as a given. A few eyebrows were raised one session, however, when John advocated chuckers instead of pheasants. This was a one-year aberration, and John went back to Chinese pheasants after explaining, "These birds are foreigners, not like pheasants." Says Jack Coghill, "Butro, your support for the education of Alaskan children goes back to the Nest Egg Bill of 1953. You are to be commended." Another good friend, Fast Eddie Foster, says, "John would rather be sitting on the Birch Point behind a spread of decoys with a 12-gauge in his lap than be on a warm beach in Hawaii." He tells of how in his younger days, he would shoot fishing creels and lunch baskets and put hard-boiled eggs on the barrel of his shotgun and blast them into the heavens. John holds the Boone and Crockett record for eating 72 steamer clams at one sitting, and an hour and a half later chairing the finance committee. John is a man who is never too busy to care, to listen, and understand, never too busy to show concern or to offer a helping hand. It is no wonder he is loved so much. We salute you, John Butrovich, on this celebration of your 80th birthday. To quote a fellow legislator, "John and Grace Butrovich brought experience, wisdom, and dignity to the Alaska political process. We are honored to know you, and for some of us, honored to have served with you. We wish you many happy returns and much future success and happiness."
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, Senator Butrovich is on the telephone. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Would the Senate please join me in singing happy birthday to Senator Butrovich?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, just a very brief comment. Perhaps some of the other members will wish to make comments as well. I served with Senator John Butrovich, and his name was one of those growing up that I came to know. But as I came to the Senate and had a chance to work with John Butrovich, he became my ideal of what a senator should be. He is a gentleman of the old school. You know, the dignity, the honor that, and the way he conducts himself is, in my opinion, how a senator of the state of Alaska should act and acts as an ideal model for all of us. I'm honored to have served with John Butrovich. I hope I can be a little bit like him. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Rohde, Supplemental Journal.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be put in the Supplemental Journal.
Without objection, the birthday tribute to Senator Butrovich will be put into the Supplemental Journal. John, happy birthday. And when you're feeling better, please come down to Juneau and see us. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 73rd legislative day.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved to certify.
Without objection, the journal is approved to certify. Introduction of guests. Senator Fakes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several gentlemen down from British Petroleum today looking at the Senate and how it operates, and one of these gentlemen is from the Donut District of Senator Szymanski and Senator Krutula. Don Noss is the manager of North Slope Administration. Don, it's good to have you here. And then Senator Sturgalewski and I have the rest of these gentlemen from the Hillside and Midtown District, and that's Jeff Acton, who's Waste Manager Coordinator, John Dick Petty, Manager of Projects, Pete Zaletsky, Manager of Lands for the Exploration Department, Tim Tyler, Manager of Development Planning for Endicott, Jack Quillen, Vice President of Administration, Dick Wise, the Manager of Materials Management, and Cindy Bailey, Associate Government and Public Affairs. We're happy to have all of you here, and welcome to the Senate.
Senator Sturgalewski.
Mr. President, I'm delighted to introduce some very special guests to the state. Hundreds of Alaskan students have benefited through a number of programs that have been made available through the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education, and that's in undergraduate by having in-state tuition through the WICHE program for professional education. And we do have a couple of people here I'd like to introduce and welcome, particularly Senator Jones Osborne, who serves in the Arizona legislature. They have 30 members in their Senate and 40 in the House. Senator Osborne Jones is chairman of the WICHE Commission, and we're welcome to the Senate. Many of you over the years have gotten to know Phil Sorotkin, and Phil has retired. His very able replacement is here with us today, and I hope has an opportunity to speak to many of you. He's going to do a fine job. He has a long association with WICHE, and that's Dick Johnson, executive director. And I would also like to introduce, but this is one of our own, the Alaska WICHE certifying officer, and that's Diane Barrett. Welcome to the Senate, Diane.
Senator Fisher.
In the Miller Gallery, we have an elementary school principal from Chapman Elementary at Anchor Point who is here for the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals, Mr. Servi Wilson.
Senator Frank.
Thank you. Also down with that same group is Randy Swenson. He's the principal of our Two Rivers School, and he's also the president of the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals. Please help us welcome him.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, there are several students in the far gallery here with the attending the Student Leadership Conference here in Juneau. They're Paulette Oliver, Kuhi Han, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Tiffany Lafayon, and Heather Brown. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Halford.
Thanks. From our district, we also have the principal of Ravenwood Elementary School, who is the president-elect of the Elementary School Principals Association, Arch Jeffrey.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
Message dated March 21st. Dear Mr. President, on this date I have signed the following bill and am transmitted in gross and roll copy to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 396, Finance. Reappropriating certain appropriations made in 1989 for oil spill-related costs, making supplemental appropriations for oil and gas litigation, for costs associated with the Exxon Valdez oil spill and for other purposes, and making a special appropriation for a grant to Arctic Winter Games Corporation of Alaska, effective date, Chapter 17, SLA 1990. That's the end of the messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed. Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 45, Resources amended by the Resources Committee relating to spruce bark beetle infestation.
Resources.
This resolution is available for cross-sponsorship. House Bill Number 316 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act laying defiance imposed in criminal cases against organizations.
Judiciary.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 393, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act authorizing a land exchange between the University of Alaska and the Department of Natural Resources involving the Kenai River Special Management Area and providing for an effective date.
Hess, Resources, Finance.
This bill is available for cross-sponsorship. House Bill Number 482 by Representatives Kopenham, Navarre, Ulmer, Grusendorf, Grunberg, Zawacki, and Hudson, an act laying the Alaska State Fire Commission and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
This bill is also available for cross-sponsorship, and those are all the messages in the House.
Let's return 1 second to House Bill 393, and I'll refer that to Hess and Finance. Senator Ewling, would the Secretary please read 393 once again?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 393, Resources, an act authorizing the land exchange between the University of Alaska and the Department of Natural Resources involving the Kenai River Special Management Area and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President, may we have a brief
introduction? I'll give an additional referral to House Bill 42. It did pick up a fiscal note. So House Bill 42 will go to State Affairs, then Finance. Communications.
Report received, Alaska Oil Spill Commission final report in Volume 4, Appendix N, the wreck of the Exxon Valdez, February 1990, from Walter B. Parker, Chairman, Alaska Oil Spill Commission. These reports have been distributed to all senators and is on file in the Senate Secretary's office.
I would recommend that each senator read that Oil Spill Commission report. It is an excellent piece of work. Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. May we move back to introduction of guests, please?
Not objection.
Thank you. In Senator Ziegler's gallery today with us is a friend of mine and a constituent of mine and Betty's, Mike Dalton. She's a very well-known Alaskan. She's been on our borough assembly and probably held all kinds of other offices that I'm too young to remember. Also, it's interesting, it's important that, or it's timely that she came down today because we have on the floor hopefully the opening of the Dalton Highway. And, of course, that highway was named after her late husband, a very well-known Arctic engineer. And so please help me welcome Mike.
Senator?
Having come in late, I thought Mike had already been introduced.
Communications?
Those are all the communications, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 53, Post-Retirement Pension Adjustments in the Teachers' Retirement System. And the majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 53 has new title and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan and Kelly. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 53 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 137, Commercial Vehicle Driver Licensing, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 137, State Affairs, new title, and reports is back as follows. Senator Pershaw, Chair, signed due pass. Senator Spitz, Loon, signed no recommendation. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 137 has no further referral.
Rules Committee. Oh, it did pick up a finance note, so Senate Bill 137 will be referred to the Finance Committee.
Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 317, Forest Resources and Practices into the Management of Forest Lands Effective Date, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 317, Resources, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ferencamp, Chair, and Senators Kurtul and Jaroff sign no recommendation. Senators Sturgeluski, Elias Mihalf, and Frank sign due pass. Three fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 317 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 411, sale of alcoholic beverages by a package store licensee, and recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chair, concurring Senators Cockhill, Fakes, Rody, and Cthulhu. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 411 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 455, prohibiting advertising to promote the use of or sale of alcoholic beverages on the satellite television project. Majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chair, concurring Senators Fakes, Rody, and Cthulhu. Senator Cockhill signed do not pass. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 455 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 464, requiring new public schools built in certain communities to have slope roofs effective date. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 464, Finance, new title and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Binkley, co-chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Fisher, Jaroff, and Frank. Senator Ewing, co-chair, signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 464 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 510 relating to sex education. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 510 Hess and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan and Kelly. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 510 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 80 urging the Alaska Petroleum Institute to locate a regional oil spill equipment cache in the state of Alaska. Senate Bill number 366 relating to the Dalton Highway. Senate Bill 372 continuing the existence of the Board of Nursing Home Administrators effective date. Senate Bill 403 establishing the Stan Price State Wildlife Sanctuary effective date recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgeluski, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Kurtula and Rody. These bills and resolutions do appear on today's calendar. And those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to special committee?
There are none.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 51 by Senators Binkley and Kelly, requesting the State Geographic Board to consider renaming the beach on Hog Island and the Aleutians as Arkansas Beach.
Will the Senate please stand at ease? Senator Binkley. Resources.
Those are all the resolutions this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsored substitute for Senate Bill number 477 by the Senate Special Committee on Senior Citizens and Pioneers, entitled An Act Relating to Protection of Elderly Persons from Harm.
Health, Education, Social Services, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 530 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Placing Certain Military Employees of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs in the Exempt Service and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 531 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Establishing Certain Labeling and Identification Requirements for Food Products Containing Farmed Fin Fish.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill number 532 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Acquisition and Ownership of Capital Stock of a Public Utility by a Political Subdivision.
Rio Regional Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill number 533 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Food and Housing for Construction Workers at Remote Construction Sites on Public Construction Projects and Providing for an Effective Date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction today, Mr. President.
That brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Secretary. Madam Petula. Senate will stand at ease. Order, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 366 by Senators Frank, Caulfield, Fahrenkamp, and Pershaw for an act entitled An Act Relating to the Dalton Highway. Transportation Committee considered the bill and majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Caulfield and Fahrenkamp. Senator Pershaw signed, do pass with further wildlife protections. State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the State Affairs Committee substitute reports of back as follows. Senator Pershaw, Chair, and Senator Fake signed, do pass. Senator Kelly signed, no recommendations. Senator Adams signed, do not pass. Caucus final. Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended to be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute reports back as follows. Senator Ewing, co-chair, and Senator Frank signed, do pass. Senator Binkley signed, do not pass. Senators Duncan, Sharp, and Fisher signed, no recommendation. 3 fiscal notes and 0 fiscal notes attached. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendaring. Report was signed by Senator Strzelewski, chair, concurring Senators Elias and Petula and Rody. There are 2 committee substitutes.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we move the Finance Committee version.
There is objection. Senator Porchetto.
I wonder if we could get just a real brief explanation of the differences on the Finance version.
Senator Frank.
I think Senator Frank. Yeah.
Senator Cogill.
I researched the bill. It's only the effective date. The Finance Committee put an effective date on it.
Is the objection maintained to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute? Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 366, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Dalton Highway and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Rody.
Mr. President, I move that consent to Senate Bill 366 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 366 is in third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 366, Finance, an act relating the Dalton Highway and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
Senator Curtula.
I don't like rising to bills that you support with a question or two that tends to indicate you don't. I think that the facts are that you need the highway. It ought to be maintained on a year-round basis and needs the support. The thing that I speak to, though, is a while back we had a budget cap in which on a 10 to 10, we lost the opportunity to put in roads, road maintenance, new road construction, and extraordinary maintenance, and those things that go with it, like wildlife protection, as an addition. Now, most of Alaska does not have a road, and when we couldn't even afford or didn't choose to maintain the roads we do have, including the Dalton Highway, it tends to indicate that there's going to be a great deal of cost coming up in the future for road construction to the whole westward and to the north. And we'd better take a look at this and better have it as a plan, as an alternative, before we impose upon ourselves those restrictions that would preclude the opportunity in the future to do the very thing we're doing today.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, am concerned about roads, but I think there's probably enough room to maintain the Dalton Highway within the $150 million that the spending limit would have allowed this year's increase to be.
Further discussion on the Dalton Highway?
Question.
Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 366, Finance, pass to Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 366 Finance passes the Senate by a vote of 14 yeas and 4 nays. Senator Rohde.
Vote on the bill because there's a vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Adams.
Mr. President, I serve notice of my vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill number 366 Finance.
Reconsideration is noted. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 372 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor for an act entitled an act continuing the existence of the Board of Nursing Home Administrators providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considers the bill. Majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chair, concurring Senators Jones, Kelly, and Duncan. Zero fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considers the bill. Majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Binkley, Co-Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Jara, Fisher, and Frank. Senator Ewing signed to pass also. Excuse me. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considers the bill. Recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Strzelecki, Chair, concurring Senators Elias, and Petula, and Rohde.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 372 be considered to be gross and ask for third reading and place it on the passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 372 is in third reading.
Senate Bill number 372, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Nursing Home Administrators and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
Question being, shall Senate Bill 372 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator wish to change their vote, Secretary will record the vote. And so Senate Bill 372 passes the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and no nays. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 403 by Senators Elias and Duncan, an act establishing the Stan Price State Wildlife Sanctuary and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Regional Affairs Committee considers the bill and majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Zemanski, Chair, concurring Senators Pichot and Frank. Senator Pearson, no recommendation. 2-0 fiscal notes attached. Resources Committee considers the bill and majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Kurtula, Vice Chair, concurring Senators Strzelecki, Elias, and Jarrett, and Fahrenkamp. 0 fiscal notes attached. Finance Committee considers the bill and majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senators Binkley, Newland, Co-Chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Jarrett, Fisher, and Frank. 0 fiscal notes attached. Rules Committee considers the bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Strzelecki, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Kurtula and Rohde.
Any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent that Senate Bill 403 be considered engrossed and passed third reading and final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 403 is in third reading.
Senate Bill number 403, an act establishing the Stan Price State Wildlife Sanctuary and providing for an effective date.
Any discussion?
Mr. President, briefly, Senate Bill 403 establishes the Stan Price State Wildlife Sanctuary at Pack Creek, which is on the west coast of Admiralty Island, south of Juneau. Pack Creek is inside the Admiralty Island National Monument, which is managed by the U.S. Forest Service as a wilderness area. It is a famous salmon stream where many bears come to feed and hundreds of visitors go to watch and photograph them. Since the federal government is in charge of the uplands in the area and the state manages the tide and submerged lands, the area is under joint management by the Forest Service and Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The proposed sanctuary is less than 1 square mile in size and is simply made up of the tide flats and some adjacent submerged lands that surround the Pack Creek area. Sanctuary status will improve the state's co-management ability by allowing the boards of Fish and Game to regulate the human uses of the area, particularly the inevitable interaction between the visitors and the bears. We propose to name the sanctuary after Stan Price. Stan, who died recently at the age of 90, lived at Pack Creek for nearly 40 years. He was widely known for his peaceful coexistence with the many bears who shared the area with him. He taught by example that people and wildlife can live in harmony. It is fitting that we honor his legacy by naming the sanctuary after him.
Senator Jarrett.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the consent of the sponsor, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor to the bill. Is that
without objection? Senator Binkley, without objection. Senator Ewing, Senator Kurtula, Senator Porchot, Senator Strzelecki, Senator Jones, Senator Fisher, Senator Rohde,
Senator Kelly,
Senator Szymanski, Senator Coghill. Without objection. Further discussion? Question being, shall Senate Bill 403 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Have all members voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So Senate Bill 403 passes the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas and no nays. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill to consider the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Madam Secretary.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 80 by the Rules Committee by request of the Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas urging the American Petroleum Institute to locate a regional oil spill equipment cache in the state of Alaska. Resources Committee considered the resolution and recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. The report is signed by Senator Fahrenkamp, Chair, concurring Senator Trishula, Elias, and Frank. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Strzelewski, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Trishula and Rohde. There was a Resources CS.
Senator Strzelewski.
I would move the committee substitute for SJR 80 Resources and ask for unanimous consent.
Without objection, the Resources Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 80 Resources by the Resources Committee urging the American Petroleum Institute to locate a regional oil spill equipment cache in the state of Alaska.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Rohde?
I move that the unanimous consent the resolution be considered in gross defense for reading and place for final passage.
Without objection. SJR 80 is in third reading.
Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 80 Resources urging the American Petroleum Institute to locate a regional oil spill equipment cache in the state of Alaska.
Senator Fakes.
Yes, thank you, sir. I support this piece of legislation, and that's not my problem. But we are urging the American Petroleum Institute to locate the oil spill equipment here, but we're only sending one copy of this resolution to them, which is the president of the organization. There must be a board of directors, and I would think that it would be appropriate to send a copy to each member of their board this resolution so that we need votes or we need some support within that organization to have this done rather than sending it to all the federal folks involved. So I'm just asking that question if that would be appropriate.
I think that would probably take an amendment, Senator. We have a little time today. Senate will stand at ease. Hey,
Mr. President, what I'd like to do is go ahead and pass this bill today. I'll do some research to see if it's appropriate to, if there are board of directors, if there are other people here. I'll reconsider the bill today and have amendment proposed if it's appropriate for tomorrow.
Further discussion on committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 80 Resources. Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 80 Resources pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Any members failed to vote? Any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Secretary will record the vote. Any senator wish to change their vote? So committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 80 Resources passes the Senate by a vote of 14 yeas and no nays. That brings us down to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I will re-refer Senate Bill 427 dealing with the ASHA subsidy rollback back to the Finance Committee. AHFC subsidy rollback. Senator Fakes.
Reconsideration on Senate Joint Resolution Number 8.
Reconsideration is noted. Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I'd like to bring up my reconsideration on Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 309 at this time.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 309, Labor and Commerce, is before us in third reading.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 309, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to excluding a named driver from a motor vehicle insurance policy and providing an effective date before the Senate on reconsideration.
Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we move back to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment, Amendment Number 1.
Without objection, we return to second reading. Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. After researching Senator Duncan's concern with the Department of, with the Division of Insurance, they have suggested that we add the word classification to the bill so that they could exclude a person because of their age, sex, or status as a student or something like that. And that is what the amendment is designed to do. I think Senator Duncan can speak to his other concern. He had spoken with the department, and he can tell you what they told us on that other concern.
For the discussion. Well, you have to move the amendment, Senator.
Move. Asking.
Any objections? Without objection, amendment number one is adopted. We are back in third reading. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a very brief explanation. The other question that I had was, could, for example, if I have a young driver who goes off to college, can I specify on which car he'll be insured? Because the insurance companies have the tendency to require that individual be on the most expensive car. The answer to that is yes, I can, except it's not appropriate for this legislation. The Division of Insurance has indicated to me that they can do that by regulation, and I will be writing them a formal letter asking them to consider that by regulation, and hopefully we'll have that adopted so that we can have that flexibility also.
Question?
Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 309, Labor and Commerce, as amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 309, Labor and Commerce, as amended, passes the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas and no nays. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, unanimous consent to the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, revert to introduction of guests.
Thank you. I noticed one of my constituents in Senator Ziegler's gallery, Dave Stevenson. He's with the Society of Independent Accountants. Please help me welcome him.
Further unfinished business. Senator Szymanski.
Thank you. I move to ask the Senate to be shown with your sponsored consent, co-sponsored to Senate Bill 332, Act Relating to Records Missing Children, Records Certain Children Transferring as Students.
Without objection. Senator Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, are we under announcements or unfinished business?
Unfinished business.
Can I announce or wait?
Announcement, Senator Ewling.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, first bill up we'll hear is the act relating to the program administration of certain corporations regarding HFC, and that's Senate Bill 427. The second bill, if it's ready, will be Senate Joint Resolution 70, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska to establish the Alaska Environmental Trust Fund. Number three will be the Unitary Tax and Act relating to required reporting methods for corporate income taxes. Number four will be an act relating to smoking in certain vehicles and indoor places. And then number five will be House Bill 89 relating to eligibility for retirement under the teacher's retirement system.
Further announcements. Senator Jones.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in Bell's Room. The agenda is posted. Next week on Tuesday, March 27th, we'll hear House Bill 372, the Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund, Senate Bill 521, aid to municipalities, roads, HDR 87, Wrangell Narrows work by Corps of Engineers. On Thursday, March 29th, we'll hear House Bill 53 relating to drunk driving penalties, Senate Bill 483, licensing of golf carts used on municipal roadways, Senate Concurrent Resolution 9, reconstruction of Hyder Road near Palmer.
Senator Fakes.
Today at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room, Senate Bill 423, an act relating to misconduct involving possession of a weapon by a person who is in violation of a domestic violence restraining order. Senate Bill 448, first public hearing on an act creating a sentencing commission. Senate Bill 499, an act relating to appeal of administrative action against a driver's license. And Senate Bill 522, an act authorizing the Alaska court system to establish and evaluate a mediation pilot project.
Senator Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can we have a brief at ease?
General.
I would like to move and ask unanimous consent to revert to unfinished business, sir.
Without objection.
The Rules Chairman had told us that we were going to have the dental bill, Senate Bill 126, a lovely bill, on the calendar today. I have a series of 11 amendments for that bill, and so I had requested that I'm going to pass out those amendments to all of you this afternoon. There were some legal problems with them this morning. I was hoping to have them out on the floor today, but your offices will get those amendments as early as possible this afternoon, and then so you have a chance to look at them and study them, and then the bill, I'm told by the Rules Chairman, will be up on Monday.
Further announcements, unfinished business?
Wonderful bill.
Senator Ewling.
Announcements. The Senate Finance Committee adjourned to the call, was subject to a call of the chair, and we plan to try to have the meeting at 4:30 this afternoon. That's what we're shooting for. but we'll still keep it to a call of the chair. We still have some unfinished business from this morning.
That's the attitude we'd like to see, Senator. Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce, sir, this evening that the City of Unalaska will be holding its annual legislative reception in the Centennial Hall at 6:30, and they're listing this here as all the crab you can eat until it's gone. So, look forward to seeing everybody down there. 6:30.
Special orders. Senator Coggio.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege to support floor to just speak briefly on our brother, Senator Butrovich.
You have the floor, Senator.
President, I wasn't quite sure that exactly, Mr. President, what you had in mind when we had the teleconference going on, but I would like to say a couple words about Senator John. He was not only my insurance agent, but he was also my hunting partner, and we spent many a happy day out in the duck flats. He had some good retrievers. I trained a couple of my retrievers off of his retrievers, and he has a brother, Mr. President. Although John is 80 years old today, he has a brother that's 93 years old that's still healthy and hearty. But it was interesting to listen to the citation today, and that kind of spurred me to say a couple words that he was serving in 1944 with Senator Andrew Nurland. Andrew Nurland was one of the great gentlemen from the interior. In fact, he was John's mentor. He was also my mentor. That's how I got interested in this game was when I returned to home after my stint in the military. I became a member of the school board in Nenana and found out the horrible conditions that we had in the territorial school structure, and was complaining bitterly to Senator Maryland in 1949. He says, "Well, young fellow, there's only one way to take care of that. The system requires that people get involved." And so I got involved, and here I am. And I went to the Cordova Convention in 1950 with John and Senator Butrovich and Senator Nurland, and I'll tell you, that was really the experience and the highlight of my young political career, when I watched Henry Benson and Cash Cole rolling on the floor fighting for the gavel. It was really in those days they didn't have many written rules, because there was a fellow by the name of Al White who was the self-appointed counselor for the Republican Party in Alaska, owned and operated by Ken Salmon, and he wouldn't let anybody write any rules, and the rules were that person that had the gavel was the one that had control of the convention, and I figured, well, by golly, if this is the wild spirit of the North Country, why, it's really worth getting involved in, and we've kind of tamed that thing. But I served with John through the territorial days. When I was in the territorial house, he was in the territorial Senate. And, of course, he was the first to want to put a permanent fund together in 1950. In 1949, they had a whole tax structure that they put together. And one of the catches was the old territorial property tax, which went to all of the mining claims. But we found out that we were only collecting about 10% of what it was costing us to administer it. And so we got rid of it. And during that time, while we were able to put quite a bit of money together as far as some of the other tax structures, and there was a surplus. So John wanted to put a nest egg, and that's what he called the nest egg bill. But when it got over to the House, because of the deplorable conditions of the territorial school system, we had five schools in our district alone that had sod floors. And, of course, the reason for that is that they just went out and rented on a basis of day-to-day or year-to-year where they were going to have the school in a particular village that next year. They didn't have permanent school buildings. And so I attached a big, long school construction bill to poor John Butrovich's nest egg bill. And, of course, I got dressed down pretty readily for that. And I served with him through the territorial structure and into this 64 session, and served with him in the Senate from 61 through 64. He was a great gentleman. I agree with the majority leader that he leaves his mark, and I think that it's a measure that we all have to stand up to, and I certainly congratulate him on his 80th birthday.
Thank you, Senator. Further special orders? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent.
Consent.